Hello everyone, welcome to English for You. I am Pat.
And I'm Sam.
And it's December, Sam, and you know what that means.
Christmas is coming.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, when Christmas comes, we usually stay at home and wait for Santa Claus, or Father Christmas, as we sometimes call him, to come to our house.
没错，我想到圣诞节呢，就会想到圣诞老人哦， Santa Claus.
However, in today's article, we're going to talk about Santa staying at home while we go to visit him.
Hang on. Doesn't he live at the North Pole? Wouldn't that be too cold for vacation?
Well, you are right, Sam. We often say that Santa Claus lives at the North Pole, right there. However, there's a place in Finland where you can visit Santa's village.
哦，圣诞老人呢，不是应该住在冷得要命的北极吗？嗯，怎么可以在芬兰找到他呢？
Well, you are right about one thing, though.
What's that?
If you decide to visit Santa's village in Finland, it's going to be cold. Make sure you wrap up warm if you plan to go there. Okay, let's read through today's article and find out about Santa's village and what you can do there.
Reading. Fun in Finland. A visit to Santa's village. Children around the world post letters to Santa Claus. They're usually addressed to the North Pole. However, they'll have a much better chance of reaching Santa if they are sent to Rovaniemi in Lapland, northern Finland. That's where you'll find the Santa Claus Village. In the village, you can visit the Santa Claus Post Office. From here, you can send postcards and parcels to your family. Whatever is sent is marked with a special Santa Claus postmark. You can also arrange for gifts to arrive just in time for Christmas. You can even pay a call on Santa Claus himself at his office. You'll be able to meet and chat with Santa, as well as take photos with him. However, be sure to only visit during his office hours, or you'll end up disappointed. Another great place to take photos in the village is at the Arctic Circle. This is a white line that marks where the Arctic Circle officially begins. Many visitors enjoy standing on the line to take pictures and create wonderful memories of their time in Santa's village.
The article begins by saying, children around the world post letters to Santa Claus. Now, I certainly did this when I was a kid in December, yeah. My mum would help my brothers and I to write letters to Santa saying how good we had been and what we wanted for Christmas, and then we would put them in our chimney.
哦，课文呢一开始啊就说呢，小朋友呢会写信给圣诞老人哦，就像 Pat 说呢，他小时候也不例外哦，会和呢他的哥哥呢一起写信呢，然后把这个信哦放在 chimney， 放在烟囱旁边哦，因为圣诞老人都会爬烟囱嘛。
Now I said we left letters in the chimney for Santa to find. We did put addresses on them though. Like the article says, they're usually addressed to the North Pole. Now here the word address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address, is used as a verb. Normally we'd use it as a noun like, what's your address? But as a verb, it means to write the name and the address of the person you're sending a letter to on the envelope or on the letter itself. Because if we don't address a letter properly, it might not get to that person. So you could say, the letter was addressed to my mother.
Oh, OK, 这边有个单字哦 address, 我们通常呢是看到名词哦地址的意思哦。但是呢这边当作动词呢就是呢把地址啊跟收信人写在信封上面这个动作咯。像是 Pat 刚刚说呢你可以写信把这个地址呢把这个信要寄给你妈妈你就可以用 address 这个动词哦。OK, see, I was right, Santa does live in the North Pole. That's where the letters are addressed to.
True, but as our article says, however, they'll have a much better chance of reaching Santa if they are sent to Rovaniemi in Lapland, northern Finland. Now this word reach, R-E-A-C-H, reach, means to arrive at a particular point. So if a letter reaches Santa, it gets to Santa, and he receives the letter.We could also say, this train reaches its destination at 3 p.m.
哦、oh, ,reach 呢这个单字啊就是指抵达的意思、哦。例如刚刚 Pat 说到呢他最后说这个车子呢会在三点的时候抵达终点的这个抵达、哦。在课文里面呢它就是寄达的意思、哦、寄到圣诞老人那里他就会收到信了。Which means Santa receives the letter, 他有收到咯。Okay, but tell me again where this letter should be sent to.
A place called Rovaniemi. Now, this is a city in Finland. Finland is a country in the northeastern part of Europe. We also saw that Rovaniemi is in Lapland, which is a province. A province is similar to the counties we have here in Taiwan.
Oh, 原来啊，这个信啊是要寄到欧洲北边的这个国家芬兰哦，它的北边的一个省份 Lapland 里面的这个叫做 Rovaniemi. So this place is in the north of the north. Are you sure it's not the North Pole?
Well, it's close, as we'll see later. But it's definitely Rovaniemi that we should mail if we want to reach Santa. Our article says that's where you'll find...The Santa Claus Village.
Okay, next we learn that we can do there.、Mm. What we can do there? In the village, you can visit the Santa Claus post office.
Ooh, now this must be where the letters to Santa arrive at. But the letters go out as well. As our article says, from here, the post office, you can send postcards and parcels to your family.Now we've got a couple of words to look at here to do with posting, and the first is postcard. It's all one word, P-O-S-T-C-A-R-D, postcard. And a postcard is a little card with a picture on one side and space on the other side for you to write a short message and an address.People usually send postcards when they're on vacation. It means you can share pictures of the place where you are and write a short message to your friends before you come home.
Oh, okay, 这边有几个单字哦。首先是刚刚 Pat 讲到的 postcard, 就是中文说的明信片哦。像 Pat 刚刚说的通常呢在观光景点呢它会有一面印风景一面呢有空白可以让你写地址写一些话你就可以把你看到的风景哦寄给你的亲朋好友咯。Okay, so you can send postcards.And also parcels. What's a parcel?
A parcel, spelled P-A-R-C-E-L, parcel, is something or several things wrapped in paper and sent in the mail. So we might put whatever it is in a box as well to keep it safe and then wrap it up. We'd also put parcels under a Christmas tree. It's similar to the word package, P-A-C-K-A-G-E, package.
哦、parcel 这个字呢就很类似 package 就是包裹的意思、哦、例如呢你寄一件包裹回家可能一个箱子里面有很多东西有洗发精有毛巾有很多东西有一个包裹就是呢我们口语说的 package 或是一个 parcel So if you send someone a parcel from Santa's village it's like Santa is sending it
Exactly The article says whatever is sent is marked with a special Santa Clauspostmark. So a postmark, again, all one word, P-O-S-T-M-A-R-K, postmark, is an official mark stamped on a letter or other package giving the place, date, and time of posting. So anyone who gets the letter or parcel can see it will come from Santa's village, which is cool.
哦，这边呢，寄出的信件哦，包裹呢，都会有特殊的邮戳。邮戳的英文呢，就是 postmark。post 就是邮物的意思哦 ，mark 就是标记。所以 postmark 两个字连在一起呢，就是邮戳。Okay, in fact, these things can be like Christmas gifts.、Mm-hmm. Article says you can also arrange for gifts to arrive just in time. time for Christmas. That's really sweet.
It is, yeah. It's such a nice touch to get that. It's from Santa at Christmas. But that's not the only thing you can do at Santa's village. According to our article, you can even pay a call on Santa Claus himself at his office. Now, if you pay a call on someone, you go to their house to visit them. And you usually do it without arranging it first. You just arrive unexpectedly. A similar phrase to pay a call on is drop by.
哦，原来呢 ，pay a call on someone 呢，这个片语啊，就是拜访的意思哦。类似刚刚 Pat 讲到另外一个片语 ，drop by， 就是呢顺道拜访，而没有约好时间的感觉哦。Okay, the phrase pay a call on is today's short cut for you. So let's take a look at the video to learn more.
Short cut for you.
I can't believe we are going on a business trip to London.
Me neither. This is going to be great. I want to go outside of London for half a day, though.
What for?
I want to pay a call on one of my old friends.
Pay a call on? Do you need to pay him some money?
To pay a call on someone means to visit somebody.We can also say pay a visit to somebody.
Got it. Pay a call on somebody means 拜访.
Exactly. I haven't seen him in a long time, so I want to pay a call on him.
Do we have to pay a call on him for too long? It could be boring.
No, don't worry. It shouldn't take that long. We'll just pay a call on him quickly and then go.
Thank you!
Welcome back. We're talking about paying a call on Santa, going to visit him. Our article says you'll be able to meet and chat with Santa, as well as take photos with him. It's like when Santa is in a department store at Christmas time.
Okay, 刚刚呢 Pat 说呢能在这个 department store 在百货公司里面看到圣诞老人哦，在台湾好像没有，但是呢在电影里面呢你看到欧美圣诞节的时候呢会有人扮成这个圣诞老人呢在百货公司里面让小朋友可以来看他哦。那文章里面说的呢这个地方当然也可以咯。 Okay, our article contains a warning though. It says, however, be sure to only visit during his office hours or you will end up disappointed.
Yeah, true. We use the phrase or phrasal verb end up to mean how things are in the end. So here we mean that if you don't visit Santa during his office hours, he won't be there. So you'll be or you'll end up disappointed.
Oh, OK, 这边有个片语 end up 就是结局怎么样 in the end 发生了什么事情、哦、如果呢没有在圣诞老人上班的时间来哎呀结局呢当然就是看不到他就会很失望 disappointed. Pat, can you explain the word disappointed a little more?
Sure. Disappointed is quite long. It's spelled D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T-E-D. Disappointed. It's an adjective that talks about how you feelWhen something just isn't as good as you hoped it would be. Or when something doesn't happen that you were looking forward to. So you could be disappointed when you watch a movie, you thought it'd be great, but actually it was rather boring.
哦、disappointed 那个这个字啊就是失望的意思哦。例如 Pat 说呢你很期待这个电影哎呀但是呢其实没有你想象的那么好看那你当然就会非常 disappointed, 很失望哦。Okay, our article now goes on to talk about some other things you can do in Santa's village.
That's right. It says another great place to take photos in the village is at the Arctic Circle.Now, the Arctic Circle is the area around the North Pole. Now, inside this area, there are times in the year where the sun is in the sky for 24 hours. It doesn't go down. But there are other times when the sun doesn't come up for more than 24 hours. It's just darkness.
Oh, 所以呢、在这边呢也可以算是北极嘛因为呢这边可以走到这个 Arctic Circle 就是北极圈哦 Okay, it must be pretty cold there. The article says this is a white line that marks where the Arctic Circle officially begins.
Yes, we use officially here. Officially is spelled O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L-L-Y. F-F-I-C-I-A-L-L-Y, officially, and it's an adverb that means like formally or according to the official rules or guidelines. So it's an official line that's drawn by the scientists or by the government that says, on this side it's the Arctic Circle, on this side it's not.Officially.
Okay, officially 呢，这个副词啊，就是正式的，表示说这条线是政府或是科学家画出来的官方声明哦。Okay, 这条线呢以外就是北极圈以内哦，不是 officially 就是官方的正式的意思。Okay, it seems like a fun place to take photos.
Yes, our article today finishes by saying many visitors enjoy standing on the line, actually on the line of the Arctic Circle, to take pictures and create wonderful memories of their time in Santa's village.
Okay, now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
So today we talked about sending postcards from Santa's village. Now, Sam, our question is, do you send postcards when you go on vacation?
Yes, I'd send it to myself.
To yourself?
Yeah, to myself as a souvenir. Since normally the postcards are, I mean, it's cheaper than other souvenirs like a keychain or a cup, so...
Well, why send it then? You could just take it home with you.
Because it's like the article says, it will have the postmark.
Ah, the stamp, postmark stamp.
It's more special, I think.
Okay, now, when I was younger, of course, there was no email, nothing like that. Not many people had computers. And so in the past, my family would send lots of postcards anytime we went somewhere. These days, we don't tend to do it because you can take pictures and post them that day on Facebook or Instagram or email someone to say, I'm here, this is what's happening. So it's kind of not quite the same now, you wouldn't send many. But older people, my grandmother, for example, she doesn't have computer or email, and she would really like getting a nice postcard with a message in the mail. So sometimes I will still do it. A couple of years ago, went to Hong Kong. We went up a train that was almost like that, like vertical, up to a hill, and they had a post office there. So I sent a quick postcard to my grandma and to my parents. And
send
they
back
liked
to it. England?
Yes, all the way to England.
Really
they
cool.
liked it.
OK, 刚刚呢 Pat 就说到了以前呢在过去有比较没有说数位相机手机这么发达的时代呢大家呢可能都会寄明信片来当做纪念品但是现在呢这个资讯那么发达大家呢都拍照马上就可以上传到 Facebook 上传到 Instagram 这些社群网站了不过呢一些比较老的老一辈的朋友呢像说比方说你的阿嬷你的阿公诶收到这个明信片可能还是会非常开心咯
Exactly. Now today we talked about Santa's village, butThat is not all that Rovaniemi, this area, this town, this city, and Lapland, the province that it's in, have to offer. So please join us again tomorrow, and we will introduce another interesting place in the north of Finland. We will see you tomorrow, but for now, it's time to say goodbye.
Fun in Finland. A visit to Santa's village.Children around the world post letters to Santa Claus. They're usually addressed to the North Pole. However, they'll have a much better chance of reaching Santa if they are sent to Rovaniemi in Lapland, northern Finland. That's where you'll find the Santa Claus Village. In the village, you can visitThe Santa Claus Post Office. From here, you can send postcards and parcels to your family. Whatever is sent is marked with a special Santa Claus postmark. You can also arrange for gifts to arrive just in time for Christmas. You can even pay a call on Santa Claus himself at his office. You'll be able to meet and chat with Santa, as well as take photos with him. However, be sure to only visit during his office hours, or you'll end up disappointed. Another great place to take photos in the village is at the Arctic Circle. This is a white line that marks where the Arctic Circle officially begins. Many visitors enjoy standing on the line to take pictures and create wonderful memories of their time in Santa's village.
Vocabulary Review.
Address. Please address your letters to our Department of Customer Service. Reach. The ship was able to reach the shore after getting through a strong storm. Postcard. Julie always sends me a postcard when she visits a new country. Parcel. If you want to get your parcel, then you must go to the second floor of the post office. Disappointed. Tommy feels disappointed every time his basketball team loses a game. Officially. In most places in the U.S., the summer of 2014 officially began on June 20th.